Welcome to What I Learned in History Class podcast for the week of May 8th. I'm your host, Marissa Cook. COVID-19 is the acronym for Coronavirus Disease 2019. Now let's briefly discuss a timeline of the major events that have occurred since the start of COVID-19. Starting in December of 2019, the first human case of COVID-19 was discovered in Wuhan. Wuhan is a major city in China. The virus eventually spread to the entire world, resulting in a pandemic. This was a tragic event that harmed many. On January 19th of 2020, the first case of COVID in the United States was reported. This was a 35-year-old male who had returned home to Snohomish County, Washington, after visiting Wuhan. On January 30th of 2020, the World Health Organization issued a public health emergency of international concern. Just a day later, on January 31st of 2020, the Trump administration restricted travel from China. No one who had traveled to China in the last 2 weeks was allowed to enter the United States. Shortly after, on February 29th, the United States reported their first COVID-related death. This was a patient near Seattle. On March 4th of 2020, Texas reported their first confirmed case of COVID. This person was a 70-year-old male. This case was very locally located. It was in Fort Bend County. He had just returned home from traveling around the world and had fallen ill. Also in March of 2020, California had to become the first state to restrict residents from leaving their homes. Later that same month, the world began to shut down. Schools closed as well as some businesses and restaurants, and around this time people started wearing masks and practicing social distance to protect themselves as well as their families and others around them. In just summer of 2020, businesses began to reopen, and a direct result, this led to a large surge in COVID cases. Around this same time, a vaccination was in the process of being discovered to remedy this virus. With all the problems that resulted from the quarantine of COVID, mental health issues began to rise. There were many reasons because of this, but some of the reasons were because people were blocked off from the outside world with less contact with people, and with unemployment rates rising due to COVID and businesses failing, people were in financial crises, which led to more people suffering from mental health disorders. There were many other reasons, like people were dealing with the loss of family members and friends due to COVID. In December 2020, almost a year after COVID began, variants of the disease began to spread. This was also around the time that vaccinations began to develop, but this led to the effectiveness of the vaccine varying within people. Fortunately, in 2021, deaths due to COVID-19 began to fall, and people were heavily encouraged to get vaccinated. There were three vaccines that were available to the public. These vaccines were Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna. The effectiveness in preventing the symptoms of COVID-19 virus varies within the vaccinations. As of December of 2020, the Moderna virus has a 94% success rate, while the Johnson & Johnson vaccination only has a 66% success rate. Different from both of these vaccines, the Pfizer vaccination has a 91% success rate at preventing serious illness upon the contraction of the virus. The side effects among all the vaccines are relatively similar. The common symptoms among all of the vaccines are as follows: fatigue, chills, and fever. These were three of the main ones that I saw reoccurring. This information is according to the Mayo Clinic. With the encouragement to vaccinate, there were some people who were against the vaccination and were not practicing social distancing or safe measures to prevent the spread of the virus. Many people chose to get vaccinated to help protect themselves and others from the virus. As of May of 2023, the World Health Organization has declared that COVID is no longer a global emergency. Sadly, there has been close to 7 million deaths due to COVID within the start of this virus. COVID-19 was named a worldwide pandemic by the World Health Organization. They are able to do this because they have centers around the world that monitor the disease or virus on a global scale and in phases, and they decide when it is a pandemic or not. They determine this by the levels of which the virus or disease affects the people in that area. COVID is not the first disease that the World Health Organization has named a global pandemic. These viruses, infections, or diseases all have potential to have or have been named global pandemics. These diseases, infections, or viruses are as follows: the Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, the Ebola virus disease, as well as the Hendra virus infection. These all have or have the potential to be named a worldwide pandemic. In an article called "Is COVID-19 Pandemic Over or Not?" written by Robert H. Smerling, a senior faculty editor at Harvard Health Publishing, he wrote about the concerns surrounding whether the COVID-19 pandemic is ongoing or not. The article discusses the precautions that people took to prevent the spread of and contraction of COVID, of how have begun to decrease as people feel it is no longer as big of a threat to their health as it was when it initially started. As mentioned in the journal article, it is difficult to pinpoint the exact start of the pandemic, which in turn makes it hard to pinpoint the exact end. The author continues, the article published in Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School, by establishing the confusing term surrounding the word pandemic. In a Greek translation, pandemic translates to all people, which means that the virus affects all people. So, with a population of over 8 billion, establishing a concrete beginning or end to this virus is not as simple as it may appear to be. Although people have lowered their guard in protecting themselves against COVID-19, this article states that people are still contracting and dying from the virus in the United States and worldwide. The author also recognizes that COVID may be transforming from a pandemic to an endemic, quote, meaning the infection is still present in a region or population, but its behavior is predictable and the numbers of the cases and deaths no longer spike, end quote. This cannot be confirmed until later on. The author expresses the importance of using precautions to keep yourselves and others safe from contracting the coronavirus. The virus is not certainly ending right now because people are still getting the virus as of October of 2022, and there are cases of it as of now, May 2023. The rates in which people are contracting this virus have changed throughout the past years and have started to lower. In a question asked by Mr. Sanders, he said, "Your middle school and high school experiences have been greatly impacted by COVID-19. How do you feel COVID has personally affected you and your classmates?" I said, "I personally feel like I have gaps in my education in some subjects from the end of 8th grade and some of freshman year, which I spent online. I think a lot of my classmates can agree with that statement. Learning online was difficult. Most teachers have not taught online, and most students had not had the chance to learn online before, so it was quite a shock for all of us. My middle school year was cut short, my 8th grade year, and I remember being upset at the time that I had to miss out on all of the 8th grade experiences I was looking forward to, especially the last day of school. My high school experience was impacted a lot, and I was online for part of the year and in person for the rest. I noticed a lot of differences between virtual learning and face-to-face education. Personally, I learned better face-to-face. I know a lot of my classmates had similar experiences and did not learn as well as online, but a lot of people enjoyed online and got comfortable with online learning." Mr. Sanders then asks, "How do you feel future history books will reference COVID? How does it compare importance-wise to other big news stories of the 2020s, such as the Russian invasion and war in Ukraine, or climate change?" I said, "I feel like future history books will not be able to depict what everybody's life was like during this time period because everybody had very different experiences. I think they will reference COVID as a large pandemic that had an impact on everyone. There is no comparison that can be made to the Russian invasion and the war in Ukraine or climate change because all these have very different impacts, but I hope the history books will be able to depict the struggles that people endured during COVID and also show the effects of the war in Ukraine as well as the harmful and damaging effects of climate change." Thank you for listening to the What I Learned in History Class This Week podcast. I'm your host, Marissa Cook, and I would like to give credit to the articles I used to find this information. I used an article by the Washington Post, Yale Medicine, the Mayo Clinic, an article from Harvard Health, as well as an article from the website of the World Health Organization. Thank you for listening.